我们今天从历代志下第二章开始接下去。
This evening we'll begin from 2 Chronicles chapter 2.
第二章我们开始的时候也在我们上一次的时候我们也稍微提了一点。
Last time we have mentioned a little bit about chapter 2.
但是在第二章的里边我觉得还要再重重的提一下的。
But in chapter 2, I would like to emphasize,
乃是在整个的建造圣殿的过程的里边，神在其中向我们所发表的他的心意。
Which is the Lord's will in the entire process of building the tabernacle.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
当所罗门向推罗王请求他在物质上给一些帮助的时候，
When King Solomon requested some help from King Tyre, King Tyre,
他有几句话是说的非常的准确的。
That he spoke some words that are very accurate.
他告诉推罗王说，我们是按照神的心意来服侍神。
He told the king of Tyre that we are serving the Lord according to his heart.
那所以他所要建造的殿宇就很大。
So that the palace that he would build would be very
great. 因为我们的神
Because our Lord
是至大。
He is the greatest.
他是超乎诸神。
He is greater than all the other gods.
注意了，第六节。
Pay attention to verse
6. 天和天上的天尚且不足他居住的。
That since the heavens, even the highest heavens, cannot contain him.
谁能为他建造殿宇呢？
That who can build a temple for him?
我是谁，能为他建造殿宇吗？
Who then am I to build a temple for him?
不过在他面前烧香而已。
Except as a place to burn sacrifices.
不错啊，所罗门里面所看到的这个是事实。
Correct that this is what Solomon saw in him.
的确我们的神是很大很大的神。
Indeed, our God is very, very great.
天和天上的天尚且不足他居住。
Even the highest heavens cannot contain him.
在地上怎么可能有一个建筑物来让神来居住呢？
And how could there be a building on earth to be a dwelling place for him?
但是我们不能忘记一个很要紧的事实。
But we cannot forget this important fact.
这个殿是神自己要建的。
This is a temple which is willed by God to be built.
虽然是大卫来发起。
Even though it's initiated by David.
但是大卫有这个心思，乃是神在他里面先做了工。
But David has his desires because God first worked in his heart.
虽然神拒绝大卫着手来建造圣殿。
Even though God would not want David to build the temple.
但是是神亲自把整个圣殿的图样用他自己的指头来活给大卫看。
But it's God himself who gave the blueprint to David.
那因此你看到这个圣殿的建造不单是神有心意在其中，并且神有需要在其中。
So you can see the building of this temple, not only God has a desire, but he has a need.
那正因为这样的一个原因，
And because of this,
我们就不能不问了。
And we have to ask this question.
神要这个圣殿来做什么呢？
What does God need this temple for?
从表面上看来
On the service,
好像是告诉以色列人说我在你们中间。
It's as if to tell the Israelites that I am among you.
而你们到这个地方来侍奉敬拜我。
You come to this place to worship and to serve me.
但弟兄姊妹们
the brothers and sisters,
如果光是为了这样的一个目的
If this is the only purpose,
会幕不是已经解决问题了吗？
Isn't the tabernacle enough?
那为什么要建造一个圣殿呢？
Then why do we need to build a temple?
在建造这个圣殿和保留那个会幕在功用上边完全是一个模样，没有增加也没有减少。
The building of the temple and to have the tabernacle function wise they are the same, there's no difference.
但是神说是你让所罗门来为我建造一个殿。
But God said that he would like to have Solomon to build a temple for him.
大卫就说这个殿要高大威王。
And David said thisTemple has to be grand.
所罗门就说这个殿宇盛大。
And Solomon said this temple is going to be very
great. 那是不是只是外形看来只是大小的区别而已呢？
Is it just a matter of size?
那弟兄姊妹们，如果我们要寻找神的心思的显明的话，
Brothers and sisters, if we were to seek the manifestation of God's desire,
我们就不能只看字句的外面。
Then we cannot just look at the words.
我们必须要寻找到字句里边神究竟存着一个什么的意思。
But we have to find out what's the meaning that God placed in the letters.
而这个是非常重要的一个关键。
And this is a very important key.
平常一般人读经读了表面他就停下来了。
And normally, a lot of people when they read the Bible, they only read the letters.
但是真实读神话语的人，他要读到神话语的里边去。
But for those who truly read God's word, they will read into the words.
那一现在就是一个非常好的例子。
And this is a very good example.
因为如果光是从功用上面来说，会幕并没有废去。
Because if we only look at the function, the tabernacle is still
good. 虽然有点残缺。
Even though it has some lacking.
会幕跟约柜是分开在两个不同的地方。
That the tabernacle and the ark, they were separated.
但是这个是可以调整的。
But this we can adjust.
没有什么大不了的。
It's not a great problem.
但现在神让所罗门来建造这个殿的时候，是整个的圣殿来代替了会幕。
But now when God wants Solomon to build a temple, he wished to have the temple to take the place of the tabernacle.
我们可以这样说，会幕是圣殿的前身。
We can say that the tabernacle is what precedes the temple.
圣殿是会幕的延续。
And the temple is a continuation of
the tabernacle. 那当然从字面上面我们完全可以接受这个事实。
And we can accept this fact.
但是当你进到神话语的心思里边去的时候，
But when you go into the deepest of the heart of God,
你就发觉没有那么简单。
And you will see it's not that simple.
里边是神在启示他自己的工作上的安排。
That's a revelation of God's works arrangement revealed.
那好，我们现在就要来注意了。
Now let's pay attention to
this. 那也许我们今天是从第二章一直到第六章。
We might go from chapter 2 to chapter 6.
我们把它并起来看。
And we'll look at them all together.
这样我们就很清楚地看到，神在建造圣殿这个事上面，他要向人表达一个什么他心里的意念。
And we can see very clearly on this matter of building the temple, what does God want to reveal to men?
那弟兄姊妹都记得的。
And brothers, you may remember.
当会幕建造的时候。
When the tabernacle was built.
你看到一件事情。
You see one matter.
完完全全是以色列人在那里做的。
It was completely done by the Israelites.
没有一个外邦人。
There was no Gentiles involved.
完全是以色列人。
Completely by the Israelites.
不但是人力是以色列人。
Not only the labor, the Israelites.
连的物质的来源也是以色列人。
Even the resources are supplied by the Israelites.
但现在在建造圣殿的时候。
But now when it comes to
the temple. 你能看到头一个改变。
You can see the first change.
不再是单单以色列人。
It's not only the Israelites.
一开始的时候。
In the very beginning.
先是说。
First it said,
推罗王那边的帮助
That's help from King of Tyre.
而虽然从推罗那边来的帮助以色列人要付代价
Even though the Israelites have to pay a price for the help sent from King of Tyre.
而向他买物料
They have to buy the material.
向他支付工资
And have to pay for the labor.
但是你越过这个表面的现象
But if you surpass this service,
你没有办法摸掉这个圣殿的建造是外邦人所显明出来的那一个分量是非常非常的不简单。
And you have to admit that there's a great portion of the Gentiles involved in building up the temple.
从砍木头。
From Thought falling the timber.
到制造成适合这个圣殿用的那个尺寸规格。
To the, all the measurements of the temple.
再加上那些石头。
And also the stones.
这也就是在圣殿里边所使用的材料最多的那两样物料。
And these are the two materials that are used most in the temple.
木板。 木头是非常多了。
The wood, there are a lot of woods and stones.
但是跟石头比较起来，那木头就不算的是很多了。
Compared to the amount of stones, the amount of woods is not that much.
那这些木头和石头从哪来的？
And where did these wood and stones come from?
你看到都是推罗人在那里来承担这样的供应。
You can see that it's all supplied by the people of Tyre.
你留意第二章末了的时候。
And if you look at the end of chapter 2,
你就注意到一件事情。
You will see one matter here.
17节。
Verse 17.
所罗门仿照他父大卫数点住在以色列地所有寄居的外邦人，共有153,600名。
Solomon took a census of all the aliens who were in Israel after the census his father David had taken, and they were found to be
17万人砍抬材料。8万人在山上凿石头，3,600人独立工作。
He assigned 70,000 of them to be carriers and 80,000 to be stone cutters in the hill, with 3,600 foremen over them to keep the people working.
弟兄姊妹，你以为这个数据的记录没有意思的吗？
My sisters, don't think that there's no meaning in the recording of these numbers.
当你留意到这整个的数字就是外邦人的数目的时候。
If you see that the entire number is the entire number of the aliens,
我们不知道当时为建造圣殿的那个投入的工作的人就总数是多少。
Then we will be able to find out the entire number of the aliens or the Gentiles who were involved in the work.
但弟兄姊妹，你光是看看这里外邦人的数字，你就晓得外邦人所占的分量是非常非常的大。
But if you look at the numbers of the aliens here, you will see the portion that the aliens have involved is a very great portion.
这说出什么呢？
And what does that tell us?
那当我们留意到这件事的时候，
When we pay attention to this,
我们没有办法不回头来看以色列人出埃及。
We have to look back at Israel's when they leave Egypt.
当我们看以色列人出埃及的时候，他们那个关键就在过逾越节。
Then when the Israelites leave Egypt, the key is in the Passover.
本来出埃及是以色列人的事。
Originally, leaving Egypt is the matter of the Israelites.
跟外邦人没有关系。
It has nothing to do with the Gentiles.
但是神让他们吃逾越节羊羔的时候。
But when God wanted them to eat the lamb for the Passover,
他就让他们去经过一个这样的安排。
He let them go through this arrangement.
不管你在埃及地你是什么人。
It doesn't matter who you are in Egypt.
那一个晚上就看你在哪，就在哪，是在哪里。
That evening, it depends on where you are.
如果你是在一个有血的记号的房子里。
If you're inside a house that has a symbol of the blood.
你是埃及人的长子也不给祭杀。
Even if you are the firstborn of the Egyptians, that you will not be killed.
你说其他民族的长子也可以免去击杀。
And if you are the firstborn of other tribes, you will not be killed.
若是你不在那个房子里头。
But if you're not inside that house.
但你是以色列人。
Even if you're an Israelite.
那个结果是怎样？
What is the result?
不因为你是以色列人，所以你就免去了击杀长子的那一个事实。
Not because you were an Israelite that you can avoid the fact that the firstborn would be killed.
因为那天晚上灭命的天使，他所注意的你究竟在哪里。
Because that evening the angel of death, what he paid his attention to is where you are.
你是在血的记号的底下还是不在血的记号的底下。
Whether you're under the symbol of blood.
那但是弟兄说你别忘
了，
出埃及应该只是以色列人的事。
Leaving Egypt should be just the matter of the Israelites.
但是在出埃及的那个关键上面，神的这个安排却已经隐隐约约的包含了外邦人也在神那个救赎的旨意里头。
But in the key matter of leaving Egypt, that God has hiddenly included the Gentiles in the matter.
虽然那个时候神救赎的旨意对外邦人来说是没有那么明显。
even though the will for, of salvation of God is not so clear on Gentiles.
但是没有说明神是拒绝外邦人。
But it didn't say that God has rejected the Gentiles.
那等到他们在旷野的时候啊、要过逾越节。
And when they were going to go through Passover in the wilderness.
那么有些外邦人也愿意过逾越节。
That some Gentiles were willing to observe Passover.
那摩西就到神面前去求问了。
And Moses went before God and inquired.
那些外邦人他们愿意守逾越节，我们给不给他守？
Those Gentiles, they're willing to observe Passover. Should we let them observe?
神就对摩西说。
And God said to Moses.
可以。
Yes, you can.
不过他们要先办一个手续。
But they still first have to go through this process.
行割礼，归入亚伯拉罕。
They have to be circumcised and go under Abraham.
然后就可以守与和你们一同守逾越节。
And then they can observe the Passover with you.
那这弟兄姊妹，我们读出埃及记的时候，这些事情我们都提过了。
And these are all mentioned in the book of Exodus.
在那里你看到神显明他救赎的旨意的时候，主要是显在以色列人的身上，但是神也暗暗的在那里表达外邦人也是神所悦纳的。
So God, when there, he was there to manifest his will on salvation, mainly he wanted to manifest it on the Israelites, but hiddenly he also manifested he would include the Gentiles.
好了，现在到了建圣殿的时候。
So now we come to building the temple.
你看到神头一件事情带领出来的。
You see the first thing that God has revealed.
那是大量的以外邦人投入这个圣殿的建设上边。
Which is a great amount of Gentiles, they are involved in this building of the temple.
这是什么意思呢？
And what does that mean?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
当我们看到从会幕来到圣殿的时候，
When we see from the tabernacle to the temple,
在眼见的里边，
from what we see,
神所要表明的事情是扩充了，也扩张了。
That's an expansion in what God wants to reveal.
那就不单是只是眼见的那个光景是扩张了。
It's not only the visible circumstance that
连神心里头要给人的启示也明亮多了。
Even the revelation of God's heart is more clear.
很显然的在这里你看到外邦人给约拿的那个成分是增加了。
Very clearly here you can see that the aliens' degree of acceptance for them has increased.
当然圣殿还不是神的那一个目的。
Because the temple is not the purpose of God.
它仍然是在神那个启示的过程里。
It's still the process of God's revelation.
但很明显你就看见提高了一层。
But very clearly you can see it's ascended.
明亮多了。
It's very clear.
那这是头一件事情。
This is the first matter.
当然，如果我们一直在往新约那边去看过去的时候，
If we continue to look into the New Testament,
很显然的，弟兄姊妹们，你就看见，在神那个救赎旨意里头的那一个表达的中心点。
You can see the focal point of the manifestation of God's will on salvation,
乃是神的教会，
which is, would be the church of God.
因为要借着教会把神的儿子更明亮地显出来。
Because it is through the church that we can manifest the Son of God more clearly.
然后再借着教会把神的旨意来完成。
And also through the church to accomplish the will of God.
但是在整个启示的过程的里头呢，
But within the whole process of revelation,
你看到神是一步一步一步的让这个启示清楚明亮。
But you can see that God, step by step, He let His revelation to become clear.
啊，我们是在感谢我们的神。
Indeed, we thank our God.
那好了，那这个是头一点我们要留意的。
So this is the first point we need to pay attention to.
然后第二点我们要留意的呢
？And then the second point we need to pay attention to
是什么呢
？What is it?
弟兄姊妹，你注意到。
My sisters, take note.
会幕的建造的时候，
the building of the tabernacle,
主要的材料是照着木板。
The main building material is the
acacia
wood.
但是你看造圣殿建造的时候，
and now when you see the building of the temple,
一点造假木 都没有。
That's no acacia wood at all.
但是我们记得。
But we remember.
我们读会幕的时候。
When we read about the tabernacle.
我们非常重的指出为什么是皂荚木。
We emphasize very heavily why is it that they use acacia wood.
因为皂荚木就是说出人的本性。
Because acacia wood tells of the nature of man.
在旧书的里边，神要借着人的本性在神面前也能蒙恩典，来表达神那个救赎的内容。
Because within salvation, God wished to let us know that even with our own nature, that we would be able to receive salvation.
所以我们的主道成肉身是成了一个什么样的人呢
？So our Lord, when words become flesh, what kind of man did he become?
在外面看来就是成了一个如同皂荚木一样的人。
Outwardly, he has become a man like an acacia wood.
他没有家型美容。
He does not have any beauty.
他也就是有着他所有的就是跟普通人一个模样。
What he has is just like an ordinary man.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
他不是单单是一块皂荚木。
He's not just a piece of acacia wood.
他是皂荚木包上金钉。
His acacia wood wrapped with gold.
虽然他是作为一个亚当的后裔。
Even though he's a descendant of Adam.
但是他并没有失去他的神的神格。
That he did not lose his character of God.
说他还是精精把皂荚木来包起来。
So it's a piece of acacia wood wrapped by pure gold.
帐幕的竖板也是如此。
And all the vertical wood panel is like that.
但是那个竖板不是说主。
But the wood panel is not talking about
Lord. 那是竖板是说到在救恩里头蒙恩的人。
The wood panel is talking about people in salvation.
神要用着他们来造成神的居所。
That God wished to use them to build a dwelling place
for himself. 他们怎么能成为神的居所呢？
And how could they become the dwelling place of God?
按照他们本性来说，他们是皂荚木。
According to the nature, they are acacia wood.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
他用金子把它包起来。
He used gold to wrap them up.
那这是皂荚木就成了神居住的所在的原材料。
So the acacia wood becomes a material of God's dwelling place.
这是信心支取神的工作。
This is used by faith to enjoy God's work.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our Lord.
这是何等奇妙的安排，在会幕的时候。
Indeed, this is such a wonderful arrangement in the tabernacle.
现在到了圣殿的时候。
So now we come to the temple.
你再也看不见皂荚木了。
You would not see the acacia wood anymore.
我们记得会幕的那个建造就是皂荚木板包上金子。
We know that the tabernacle, the material is the acacia wood.
然后就隔上四层的帐幕。
And then there will be four layers of cover.
那会幕就支搭起来。
And then the tabernacle is erected.
但是在圣殿的时候呢？
But when we come to the temple,
你看从眼见的里边。跟会幕完全不一样了。
From what we can see, it's totally different from the tabernacle.
会幕所表达的道成肉身那个经历，好像给隐藏起来了。
It's as if the parts of or the fact of words become flesh in the tabernacle.
你再也看不见那个道成肉身的那个隐藏的那些点了。
You would not be able to see the words become flesh
here anymore. 那是你看见。眼见里面的圣殿是什么呢
？But what's visible in the temple？
如果是你从外面看，就是一个好大的那个石头造的房子。
From outwardly, you can see it's a great building built by stones.
那些石头好大好大。
And those stones are very great.
比这个桌子的那个立方体还要大。
It's bigger than this table.
你从外面看，就是这样的。石头盖起来的房子。
Outwardly, you can see it's a building built by these stones.
但是你进到里边去的时候呢
？But when you enter into the inside,
你看到情形不一样了。
You see it's a different situation.
如果匠人还在那里建筑的时候的话
，If the carpenters were still there to build it,
你就看见里面的墙壁都用松木板来把它遮盖起来。
You can see on the inside that's built by wood It's built by pine wood.
你再也没有看，没有办法看见石头了。
And you would no longer see the stones.
但是那个木板不是给你看见的。
But you would not be able to see the
pine wood. 因为这个木板铺好了以后。
Because after these woods are laid there.
这个木板的面上还要包上金子。
The surface of the wood would be covered by gold.
所以你进到圣殿里面去的时候，
so when you enter into the temple,
你眼睛一张开都是金光灿烂的。
That you, all you can see is gold.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你说现在是不是因为以色列人他们已经建国了，他们财富积蓄了不少了，所以建造圣殿的时候，那个物料的丰富也就很自然的显明出来了。
Is it because the Israelites has built their own kingdom and now they are wealthy, so they are manifesting their wealthiness in the building of the temple?
但是弟兄姊妹，你千万不要忘了。
But brothers and sisters, don't forget.
这个图样是神活的。
That this blueprint is drawn by God.
这个整个圣殿的设计是神自己做的。
And the design is by God.
神不是根据人有多少，
It's not according to what man has.
神是根据他的心意是怎样，他就怎样的设计。
The God designed it according to his heart.
那因此我们就不能不来留意这一点。
So we have to pay attention to this point.
那现在圣殿的那个壳子，
Now the outward of the temple.
石头、松木板、金子。
It's the stones, the pine wood, and the gold.
那我们现在要注意了。
Now we need to take note.
那这个圣殿建造起来的时候，
When this temple is built,
它是成为神的居所，
we will become the dwelling place of God.
也是神的见证的表达。
And it's the manifestation of God's testimony.
但是神要住在人的中间，这一个事实，我们千万不要把它隔在一边。
But we should not lay aside the fact that God wished to dwell among
men. 因为这个是神在创世以前就定规的旨意，他要住在人的中间。
Because to dwell among men is the will of God before the foundation of the
earth. 所以神一切在救赎上面的那个启示都没有离开神要住在人的中间这一个点。
All the revelation regarding salvation has never left this point of God's wishes to dwell among men.
如果我们能抓牢这一个点。
If we can grab hold of this
point, 你读到启示录看到新天新地出现的时候啊，那个味道就非常非常的有意思了。
Then it will be much more meaningful when you read the revelation about the new heaven and new earth.
因为那个时候神的宝座上面传出来的那个话语是怎么说？
Because the words that comes from the throne of God in heaven,
神的帐幕在人间，
it says the tabernacle of God,
他要与人同住。
It's among men that he wished to dwell among men.
什么你留意，这个是神从永远到永远的那一个心思。
This is the heart of God from eternity to eternity.
那现在神要将圣殿造成这样的一个样子。
So now God wants to build the temple this way.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
怎么不在你要是把那个面积扩大，仍然保留会幕的时候的那一个安排，也是蛮清楚的。
If you expand the area and keep the arrangement in the tabernacle, it's still very clear.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
当神救赎的启示，或者说你加上神救赎的工作的进程增加的时候。
When the revelation of the salvation or the work of the salvation has increased,
神心意的发表就明亮了。
The revelation of God's heart is.
那现在我们来看这个了。
So now we'll look at this.
为什么是石头的？
Why is it that we're using stones?
如果我们要细细看这些石头，
If we look at the stones in
detail, 还有很多话要看。
There are a lot of words to look at.
虽然是那么大的石头，
even though it's such big stones.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到，
Francis, take note.
在四福音的里边，那门徒们向主说：“主啊，你看这样的一个圣殿。”
The disciples in the four gospels they said to the Lord, Lord, look at this great temple.
那么主当时的回答是什么？
What is the reply of the Lord at that time?
他说。别要看这一个。
He said, "Don't look at this."
等到有一天
，until one day，
这一个殿 要给拆毁到没有一块石头留在另外的一块石头上。
That this temple would be destroyed to a point that no one stone will still be left on another stone.
弟兄姊妹们
My sisters,
这个话是很严肃的。
This is a very solemn word.
说到这个殿有一天会给拆毁了。
It talks about this temple will be destroyed one day.
那我们读以弗所书的时候
When we read the book of Ephesians.
啊，我们也读的哈，神是主启示到那个教会的建造的时候，也借用圣殿的建造里头的一些情形来说明。
When the Lord revealed the building of the church, He also used the matters of the temple to reveal.
他说，这个教会的建造是是隔房联络的和谐。
He said this building of the church is.All works together.
你说那个隔房联络的和谐是什么意思？
And what does that mean of all work together?
我们那年去以色列的时候，
And that year when we went to Israel,
Lance 弟兄就给我们说的那些石头。
Brother Lance talked about those stones.
他说现在你看见这些石头好像有裂缝。
He said that now when you look,
就石头跟石头之间有缝。
You can look when you look at these stones, you can see between the stones there's some holes.
但是当年建造这个圣殿的时候
，But at that time when the temple was built,
一块石头叠到一块石头的上面。
When one stone is laid upon the other,
是不允许有任何的缝在那里。
There's no
留下来的
no holes or anything in between the two stones.
那就举一个例子。
And he gave an example.
从前我们弟兄们刮胡子的时候，用那个刮胡刀的那个刀片啊。
In the old days, when the men use a razor.
还不是现在那些胡刀的那种片子，那个片子还是蛮厚的。
A razor, the blade is very thick, not like what you use today to shave.
早期的那些刮胡刀的片子是很薄的。
In the beginning, those blades of the razor is very thin.
他说在石头之间，它那个接缝啊，你连那一个刮胡刀的那个刀片都不可能插进去。
And he said that the between the stones that there's not even room to let those blades to get in there.
那这石头是打磨得很光滑，很平整，一块跟一块。接到一起就如同一块一样。
The stones are very smooth, and when they lay on top of each other, they are just like one.
弟兄姊妹，当我们留意到这些石头的时候
，When says when we pay attention to these stones,
我们很难，你不会想起我们主说过的一些话。
That we remember what the Lord says.
这个就是实际约翰说过的一些话
is was spoken by the Baptist John the Baptist.
实际约翰说，您不要以为你们是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
John the Baptist said, "Don't think that you are the descendants of Abraham."
神能从这些石头里边兴起亚伯拉罕的子孙来。
That God can raise up the descendants of Abraham from these stones.
这个话不是没有意思的。
There's some meaning to these words.
你说从石头里头兴起亚伯拉罕子孙来干什么？
You say, why is that you want to raise up Abraham's descendants from these stones?
弟兄姊妹们
，and sisters，
我们没有办法不把它连接到圣殿的建造的时候的那一种光景。
That we have to connect it to the conditions while the temple was built.
仍然是说出圣殿。的建造在那里启示了神如何在以后的日子建造他的教会的原则。
It talks about the building of the temple reveals the principle of God building His church.
那因为有了会幕的那一段的历史。
Because we have the history of building the tabernacle.
在启示的上面。
In Revelation.
你很清楚看到。在会幕的启示的里边很重在那个救赎。
We can see the revelation of the tabernacle as the focus is in salvation.
我们读会幕的时候也特别的提过这一点。
When we read about the tabernacle, we have talked about
it. 会幕里头使用了很多铜。
that in the tabernacle there's a lot of bronze that is used.
但是你看到那些铜的事物的时候，
but when you look at those bronze,
你如果没有看见血，
if there's no blood,
你就一定看见铜。
Then,
对不起，你就一定看见银子。
Then you will see silver.
弟兄姊妹，什么意思？
And what does that mean, brothers and sisters?
当你看见铜的时候，就一定看见血。
When you see bronze, you will for sure see blood.
那你说，洗抓盆那里就没有血，也没有银子。
And you say that the wash basin, there's no bronze and no silver.
但是那里有水。
But that's water.
这个就是神的道。
And which is the word of God.
神的道就是神的儿子。
The word of God is the Son of God.
隐藏的那个流血的羊羔也是在那里。
The hidden, the Lamb of God that's bleeding is also there.
所以用说你看到在会幕的时候，你看见铜就一定看见不是血就是银子。
So in the tabernacle, you will either see the bronze or blood.
但现在你来看圣殿的时候呢？
But now when you look at the temple,
你看到一个事情。
We see one matter here.
一点银子都没有。
There's no silver.
你说神啊。
You say that God.
那现在不需要救赎的启示了。
Do we not need the revelation of salvation now?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers,
这的确是一个大问题。
It's a big problem here.
那没有银子，那救赎的启示在这里显不出来了。
Without silver, then there would be no revelation of salvation.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers,
你看到神的启示是明亮的。
That God's revelation is clear.
你留意到一件事情。
That you can see one matter.
虽然银子没有了，
even though there's no more silver,
但是祭坛还在那里。
But the altar is still there.
那个洗濯盘的水还，那个不叫洗濯盘了，那个时候叫铜海了。铜海的水还在那里。
That's the sea of bronze is still there.
弟兄姊妹就看到了。
And then, brothers and sisters, you can see.
祭坛是扩大了。
That the altar has expanded.
洗桌盘变成铜海也是扩大了。
That the wash basin has become the sea of bronze is also.
这两个物件的扩大。
And these two expansion of these two.
乃是说出了神的那个救赎的恩典是更明亮、更清楚了。
They tell us the grace of God's salvation is more clear.
你能走过这个祭坛。
If you can pass this altar,
你能经过铜海。
If you can pass the sea of bronze,
这一个人在神的面前就已经是给神悦纳的了。
So this person is accepted by God.
弟兄姊妹，当你留意到这一点，
sisters, if you notice this,
你就看见为什么皂荚木变成了粗木板。
Then you can see why the acacia wood has become the pine wood.
不再是那个丑陋的，堕落的、败坏的、没有用处的那些皂荚木。
It's no longer the ugly and useless acacia wood.
而成了松木了。
Now it's become the pine wood.
那但是为什么是松木了？
But why is it that it's pine wood?
我想我就不扯那么远了。
I won't go too far.
你留意以赛亚书说到松树的事情的时候，你大概会留意到为什么是松木板？
If you read the book of Isaiah and talk about the matters of the pine trees, then you will understand.
简单的提一下，弟兄姊妹应该懂。
To put it simply, the verses will understand.
常年青绿的那个树。
It's an evergreen tree.
也就是说明那个生命是能够那个忍受严寒的冬天的，从他的生活史上面来说。
That from its life, you can see that it's a life that endures a cold winter.
因为他的生命是能抵抗那些严寒的。
Because this life can endure coldness.
这就说出了。
And it tells.
能来到圣殿里边的人。
Those who can enter into the temple.
他们都是在神面前蒙恩的。
That they have received grace before the Lord.
如果从救赎的这个点上来留意的话。
And if we look at it from the point of salvation.
你连到新约里去。
And you connect with the
New Testament. 你看到每一个教会组成的分子都是有主生命的人。
And you see that all that's in the church has the life of the Lord.
但是他们虽然是有主的生命。
But even they have the light of the Lord.
并不是一个很完全、很完美的。
But they're not perfect.
所以他们还是又要用金子来把它遮盖上去。
So they still need to be covered by gold.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这里没有用金金这一个词。
Here it does not talk about pure gold.
但是你留意第三章的第六节，他说，是八瓦因的金子。
Now in the, chapter 3, verse 6, it talks about the gold of Parvium.
我不知道八瓦因的金子究竟是什么意思。
I don't know what it means by the gold of Parvium.
但是我们肯定一定是比一般的金子还要名贵的。
But I'm sure it's more precious than ordinary gold.
虽然在金子在圣经里边就说到那是信心的表达。
The gold in the Bible talks about faith.
那现在弟兄姊妹，你看到这三样东西合在一起。
So brothers, now you see these three things
石头
come together. Stones,
松木板
pine wood,
八瓦因金子
the gold of Parvium,
它们是连接在一起。
And they are connected together.
成为整个圣殿的那个墙壁。
That has become the walls of the temple.
也就是圣殿所表达的最外层。
Which is the most outward layer of the temple.
如果用人的眼睛来看的时候，你看圣殿就是看到这个。
In man's eyes, when you look at the temple, that's all you will see.
感谢神。
Thank God.
你可以说，这个神借着圣殿所表达的他自己的见证。
So this is God using the temple to manifest His own testimony.
在当时叫做圣殿。
At that time, it's called the temple.
在神心思的里面，那个是教会。新约的教会。
In God's heart, it is the church of the New Testament.
弟兄姊妹，我们就很清楚地看到。
But this is that we can see very clearly.
成了圣殿的时候，神那个启示是那样的扩张了。
When the tabernacle has become the temple, that the revelation of God is more clear.
不单是这样。
Not only this.
你继续还看到一件事情。
And you will see one more thing.
基路伯。也改变了。
The cherubim has also changed.
那基路伯怎么改变呢？
And how's the cherubim changed?
那在会幕里头的基路伯。
In the tabernacle, the cherubim.
是金金打成的。
They were made with pure gold.
并且他们呢，两个人的脸呢，是看作施恩座的。
And the faces, they were looking at the seat of mercy.
但现在你看在圣殿里边的基路伯那个样子。
But now you look at the cherubims inside the temple.
不再是用金金来做了。
They're no longer made with pure gold.
你说不用金金来做，那不是降格了吗？
And say that if they're not made with pure gold and they depreciate.
我们要注意，这个是神的启示。
But since we need to take note, this is a revelation of God.
我们不能用单用物质的那个价值来衡量它究竟是升高还是降低。
We cannot use purely the material value to say if it's appreciated
or depreciated. 我们必须要从它所表达的功用上面来留意神的心意。
Look at God's heart from the function.
那在会幕的时候是金子。
In the tabernacle is the pure gold.
那现在是什么呢？
Now what is it?
历代志没有说是什么。
In the Chronicles, it did not say.
但是你读列王记的时候，你就知道了。
But when you read the book of Kings,
那是橄榄木。
You see is the olive wood.
Olive wood. 那是橄榄木。
It's olive wood.
那这个橄榄木就把它雕成两个基路伯。
And it's olive wood carved into two.
他们的那个体型也变了。
And the forms have changed.
在会幕的里头，两个基路伯的翅膀是高张的，在施恩座的当中，两个人的翅膀是连接在哪里？
And in the tabernacle, the cherubims, the wings are raised and they were connected over the mercy seat.
他们的脸是看着施恩座。
The faces are pointing at the
mercy seat. 那我们读出埃及记的时候，我们也就提到了。
When we read the book of Exodus,
他这样的护着那个施恩座，那是一个保，就是显明一个保护。
The pose is manifesting a protection.
保护什么呢？
What are they protecting?
我们知道基路伯的他那个功用是要 彰显神的公义的。
We know the function of cherubim is to manifest God's righteousness
和圣洁的。
And also His holiness.
是他将那里保护那个施恩座。
So they're there to protect the mercy
seat. 保护着那个施恩座下边的那个约柜。
To protect the ark under the mercy seat.
我们知道约柜里头有的是什么。
We know what's inside the ark.
很显然，他们那个时候是很清楚的在那里彰显神的公义和圣洁。
So very clearly, they were there to manifest God's righteousness.
但是他们眼睛确实看着施恩座。
But their eyes are looking at the mercy seat.
你说施恩座有什么好看
？So what is there to look at?
就是一个盘嘛，一个金子的盘嘛。
It's just like a basin, a gold basin.
弟兄姊妹们
，The brothers and sisters,
别忘了。
Don't forget.
施恩座是他的名字。
Mercy seat is the name.
就是说到人如果能来到这里，他就要接受恩，就是接受恩典。
Which is to say, when man can come near it, then the man can receive grace.
因为神要在那里向人施恩。
Because God is there to give grace to man.
但是恩典的流出有条件。
But that's a condition for the grace.
什么条件？
And what is the condition?
你必须先要满足神的公义。
You have to first satisfy God's
grace. 所以你就看见那个两个基督徒的翅膀连在一起，而眼睛瞅着施恩座。
So you see that the wings of cherubim, they are connected and their eyes are upon the mercy seat.
你说瞅着施恩座干什么？
And why are they looking at the mercy
seat? 他要看看施恩座里头有什么。
They are there to see what's in the mercy seat.
那施恩座上有什么？
And so what are there?
什么都没有。
That's nothing.
除了血。
Except blood.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得大祭司一年一次在赎罪日带走那个赎罪祭牲的血进到至圣所。
That we know that the high priest once a year would bring the sacrifice, the blood of the sacrifice.
就把那个赎罪祭的那个羊羔的血弹在施恩座上。
And we put the blood of the sacrifice for the sin offering to sprinkle them on the seat.
基督徒就是要看这个。
And the cherubims are there to.
如果没有羔羊那个羊羔的血在羊那个牛羊的血在那里。
If there's no blood from the offerings.
施恩座。就不是流出恩典。
That the mercy seat, what it comes out of it is not grace.
施恩座也不在那里遮蔽人的罪。
And the mercy seat would not cover the sin of man.
弟兄姊妹也晓得施恩座另外一个名字叫做避罪座。
The mercy seat has another name.
Cover.
Which is the cover, the sin covering.
那如果人来到神的面前，他的罪没有给遮蔽的话，他不可能接受恩典。
If man come before God and his sin is not covered, that he could not receive grace.
那不接受恩典，接受什么
？So if you're not there to receive grace, what are you there to receive? Which is to receive the punishment of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，你留意到当时在会幕里头呢，那个基督徒的形象是这样的。
So when you take note in the tabernacle, the form.Of the cherubims are like this.
但到了圣殿的时候，
But when we come to the temple,
你看到就成了两个好大的基督徒。
Now has become two very big cherubims.
每一个翅膀伸开的时候是五爪。
When the wings are spread,
对不起，是十爪。
That's 10 cubits long.
两个合起来就是20爪。
And when the two put together,
圣殿那个宽度，正面的宽度就是20爪。
And the temple, the width of it is 20 cubits.
这两个基督徒他就站在约柜的两旁。
And the cherubims, they are standing on each side of the ark. And they spread the wings.
这边是接触到圣殿的墙壁。
And on one side it touched the wall of the temple.
当中也是他们连接的翅膀，那个翅膀的交接点。
And in the middle is also the connecting point of the two wings.
脸呢？
And the faces?
不再朝着施恩座。
They no longer look at the mercy seat.
是看着外面。
They are looking forward.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这个转变。
My sisters, you see this change.
你千万要记住，是神的设计，不是人的设计。
You have to remember, this is the design of God, not the design
of man. 是神用指头活给大卫看的。
It's God using his fingers to draw for David to look at.
这个转变是什么意思？
And what is the meaning behind these changes?
那弟兄姊妹，你留意这个。
My sister, take note.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
如果我们读以赛亚书，
If we read the book of Isaiah,
你也能留意到橄榄树的 橄榄树的那一个表达神的心意的 是什么。
We can see what the olive trees are there to manifest God's heart.
如果从橄榄树来说，它的寿命是很长。
If you look at the olive trees, they live for a long time.
它所结的果子是很丰富。
And the fruits are abundant.
再有，它的那个橄榄摘子也是非常非常的多。
The sprouts of the olive trees, they are also in large quantity.
我们到过以色列看的时候就这个印象就很深。
And I've been to Israel, then I have a deep impression of it.
在科西玛尼园的隔壁啊。
And next to the Garden of Gethsemane.
还有好多好多那个橄榄树。
There are a lot of olive trees.
他们说那个最年轻的那一棵有三千年了。
And they said the youngest olive tree is 3,000 years old.
那是说到他的寿命了。
It tells of his life.
但是在圣经里面说到那个橄榄树。
But in the Bible, the olive tree.
说特别抓住的是他生命的丰富。
What it focuses on is the abundance of his life.
里面是他结的果子很多。
As it bears a lot of fruit.
一面是他的栽植也是很多。
And the sprouts are in very abundant.
你晓得那个橄榄树啊，它的繁殖啊，不是用那个橄榄里头的那个有核的种子。
You know, the growth of an olive tree is not by seeds.
当然你也可以把它截枝了，这个是很普通的。
And you can graft the branches in, it's very common.
但是橄榄树它的繁殖。
But the growth of an olive tree.
它是从它那个根部里头发出很多很多的摘子来。
It is the lot of sprouts coming from the roots.
所以诗篇上是怎么说？
So what does it say in the Psalms?
说要成为多子的乐母，这个快乐的母亲有很多的儿子。
It's like a very joyous mother has a lot of children.
好像橄榄摘子一样。
Just like the sprouts of the olive tree.
所以就是你知道那个橄榄树在圣经里边神所要表达的那一个。
So you can see what God wants to express through the olive tree.
你现在就看到了，现在两个不同的基路伯在那里，说明什么？
So now you can see the two wooden cherubims there. What do they express?
是说到生命的长久和丰富。
It tells of the length of life and also its abundance.
那为什么会从注视施恩座而成了现在不再注视生命座而看着外边呢？
Why is it changed from staring at the mercy seat then from the to now the no longer staring at this mercy seat.
我不知道神从会幕建造好开始一直到圣殿的时候，以色列人在神面前献上了多少的牛羊。
That I don't know how many sacrifices Israelites have offered up since the completion of the tabernacle.
其实我们也不必去算那。
To the building of temple, and we do not have to calculate.
我们总有一个印象。
But we have an impression.
在那么长的一段时间里边，牛羊不住的在神面前献上。
Throughout this long period of time, that's a continuation of the offering.
虽然它是一些预表。
Even though it's only a type.
但在这个预表里头所带出那个实际，在神的面前没有过去。
But the reality that's brought forth by this type,
it
still remains.
有了那么长久的这个启示里头的实意。
So this.The reality of the revelation.
说在神的启示的上面，神又把那个启示带高一层。
That God has bring this one step higher of this revelation.
现在基路伯不再注意有没有血。
Now the cherubim is no longer taking note of whether there's blood.
现在基路伯所注意的是人来到神的面前去享用生命的丰富。
Now the cherubim, what they take note of is whether man can enjoy the abundance of life.
因为从神的施恩座上所流出的不单是那个赦罪的恩典。
Because what comes forth from the mercy seat is no longer the forgiveness of sin.
也是那个生命的丰富的流出。
It's also the flowing forth of the abundance of life.
当我们看到这一点的时候。
When we see this.
你应该会记得起我们的主说
that you should remember what our Lord said.
我来了
I come.
是要叫羊得生命
It's so that the sheep can gain life.
这个是会幕
This is the tabernacle.
并且得的更丰盛
And to have a more abundant life.
这个是圣殿
And this is the temple.
弟兄姊妹们
My sisters,
我们是在感谢我们的神。
Indeed, we thank our God.
现在基路伯一直看着进来的人。
Now the cherubims focus on the people who enter.
而他们一直在那里来显明一件事情。
And they're there to manifest.
让进到神面前去的人，不单是神要拯救他们到底。
It's for those who enter into God's presence. Not only God would save them to the utmost.
并且神要让他们得着。在他儿子里头所有的一切的丰富
But God wished for them to gain all the abundance in his son
然后我们感谢我们的神
We thank our God
那我们再看
And we'll continue on
还有一些什么是变动了的呢
What are the other changes?
弟兄姊妹你注意
Versus take note
有一件事情没有变动、哦、这个我留到后、在后再提有一个变动的
That's another change.
多了两根柱子。
There's two extra pillars.
这个是在会幕的时候没有。
These pillars, they are not in the tabernacle.
两根柱子是立在圣殿的前头。
Then these pillars are in front of the temple.
那是第三章的末了那里说。
It's at the end of chapter 3.
他在那里造了两根铜柱。
There are two pillars made out of bronze.
那个铜柱的样式是在那里有了一点解说
And there's a description of these two pillars
但是那些解说啊如果没有底下的他说出他们的名字我们就不太容易领会的透彻
And if it did not mention the names of these two pillars it would be hard for us to understand
这两个柱子在殿的前面左边一根，右边一根。
These two pillars are in front of the temple, one on the left and one on the right.
但是不是旗杆。
But they are not the flags.
它不是为了升旗用的。
They're not for the flags.
它是为了什么用的呢
？And what are the functions?
它是在那里见证一个事实。
They're there to testify.
因为你看见是两根。
Because there are two.
所以那个见证的功用是很明显的。
So it's very obvious of this function of testimony.
怎么见证什么呢
And what are they,
你留意他们的名字 were they there to testify?
Take note of the name.
头一根叫做 雅金
The first one is Jachin
雅金是什么意思呢
What does Jachin mean?
就是他要建造
Which is he is there to establish
这个他当然是神了、
啊、So this piece of course is God That God wished to establish
然后左边的那一个呢叫做波哈士
And on the left is Boaz
波哈士是什么意思呢
And what does Boaz mean?
波斯的意思就是说在他的里边有能力
Which, the meaning is in him that strength
那两根柱子合起来
and these two pillars together
神要在这里发表的心思就很清楚了
it's very clear the heart of God to what is we wish to manifest
神要用他里头所有的能力来建造他所要建造的
that God wished to use the strength within him to establish what he wished to establish
因此弟兄姊妹你留意到这两根柱子不是在殿里头
so for instance take note these two pillars are not inside the temple
是在殿的前面
they are in front of the temple
你可以说它不属于这个殿也可以
you can even say that they do not belong to the temple
当然我们是把它看成这个殿的一个部分
but of course we will consider them as part of the temple
但是它又明明是和那个殿的建筑物是分开
but they are separated from the building of the temple
是很明显神在那里立了一个见证
so very clearly God is there to establish a testimony
虽然圣殿的建造是在那里发表神所要做的
even though the building of the temple is to manifest God what God wants to do
圣殿还没有完成神所要的
but God, the temple is not complete what God wants
而因为圣殿所表达的乃是以后要来的要产生的那个神的教会
Because the temple is there to signify what is to come, which is the church of God.
那么这一刻我们就要回到以弗所书第一章了。
And then we need to go back to the book of visions, chapter
1. 等到有一天神要叫一切天上地下所有的都在基督里同归于一。
Until one day God would cause everything above the heaven on earth and
become one.
But how could he cause everything to become one in Christ? That he would use those who has the first to hope in Christ, which is the church. This God wish to do this. And how could God do this? Then these two pillars of the temple, that they tell of the strength within God that he would use to establish. So the strength within God, what is this strength? It's the life, the power of life, the resurrection power. We thank our God. If you compare the tabernacle and the temple, then you can see very clearly. And we've mentioned earlier, there's a large amount of silver used in the tabernacle, but you would not see any silver in the temple. So we've mentioned this already, so we will not mention it anymore. And then we'll mention one more thing. You see the materials or the items inside the tabernacle and inside the temple. All the items that can manifest God, that they have been expanded or they have increased.
祭坛就从那么一个比较起来好像个小方盒子。现在就成了十肘宽十肘长二十肘高了。
So now the small altar now has become 10 feet tall, 10 feet long, and then 20 feet wide.
那个铜洗澡盘就成了一个铜海了。
Now the wash basin has become the sea of bronze.
用十条牛来把它隔起来。
And they have 12 bowls to erect them.
然后又增加了十个盘。
And then there are 10 more basins.
放在坛的一边。
And they are placed on the side of the altar.
让那些祭牲宰了以后就在那里洗干净。
And when the sacrifices they were killed, they were washed there.
那里也做了很多那些金子的碗。
And there are a lot of bowls made with gold.
那这些都是增加的。
And these are all increased in numbers.
那么你就看，如果你留意到那个这里也提到了，不过列王记是比较列的明细一点。
It's mentioned here, but it's much more in details in the Book of Kings.
桌子是增加了。
And the number of tables increased.
本来只有一个桌子，现在有十张桌子。
Originally there was only one table, now.
本来只有一个灯台，但是现在有十个灯台。
Originally there's only one lampstand, now we have 10.
但是呢，香坛呢只有一个。
But the incense burners is only one.
那这个待会再说。
And we'll talk about this later.
那你看到所有的那些在会幕里头显明神在救赎里边所带出的功用的物件。
And all these items that are in the tabernacles that bring forth the function of salvation.
数量上增加了。
In the increase in number.
体质上扩大了。
And then they expanded.
这个我们很容易就能体会的。
That we can very easily understand.
那就是神所有的供应是非常明确的扩充了。
So all the provision of God very clearly they
have expanded. 来供应人的需要。
To supply man's need.
神的荣耀丰富了。
That his glory is more abundant.
神的供应也是很丰富。
That his provision is also very abundant.
我们实在感谢我们的神。
Indeed, we thank our God.
好了，现在剩下。
那 what's left is
一个没有变动，但是是增加了。
The incense burner it has not changed, but it has increased.
但是完全没有变动的呢
？But what's not changed at all is
只有约柜。
It's only the ark.
那个约柜仍然是会幕的那个约柜。
The ark is still the same ark in the tabernacle.
那弟兄姊妹，你从第五章你就看到这个事实。
My sisters, from chapter 5 you can see this.
但整个圣殿都建造好了。
When the temple is
completed. 所有物件都安排好了。
All the matters are arranged.
No. 所罗门就吩咐人把约柜从锡安的那个帐幕里头搬移到圣殿来。
The Solomon ordered the ark to be removed from the tent in Zion.
这个约柜就是摩西在旷野建造的约柜。
This ark is built in the wilderness by Moses.
现在还是那个约柜搬来。
Now still the same ark.
弟兄姊妹们，这里又给我们看到一些事情。
Francis now tells us of some things.
从前会幕并不是很大。
Originally, the tabernacle was not that big.
约柜放在那里，相对来说就觉得它好大。
When the ark was placed there, it became very big, relatively
speaking. 但现在把这个约柜搬到新建好的那一个圣殿的时候。
But now, when the ark is transported and placed in the temple.
相对来说它就变得很小。
Comparatively speaking, it has become
very small. 甚至是会幕圣殿里头最小的那个物件。
It has become the smallest item inside the temple.
你说神啊，每样都扩大了，为什么那个约柜没有扩大？
You say, God, everything has increased in size, how come the ark has not?
看起来也不相称。
And it doesn't look very good.
但神说就是这样。
But God said it's like this.
在约柜里头只有一样改变。
In the ark, there's only one change.
什么改变呢？
And what is the change?
就是抬约柜的那两根杆。
Which is the two wood that's to carry the two poles that is carry the ark. They have changed.
从前的那两根杆不是很长。
Originally, the poles were not very long.
但现在呢，这两根杆是很长。
Now the poles are very long.
多长呢？
And how long are they?
20 cubits.
20 cubits.
刚刚好就是那个。圣殿的宽度
，which is the length of the temple。
并且那个幔子垂下来的时候
，and when the veil it comes down，
把圣所跟至圣所隔开了
，and separate the holy of holies。
但是两旁有的缝流出来啊
，but there are there's some room。
你在圣所里边可以看见那两根杆的末端。
From the Holy of Holies, you can see the very end of the poles.
我们就觉得稀奇。
And we think it's amazing.
是为什么你要换那两根杆，但是你却不换那个约柜？
The God, why did you change the poles and did not change the ark?
还有一样。
And also another thing.
在约柜的里头。
Within the ark.
什么都没有。
There was nothing.
只有十条诫命，那两块石板。
Except the two stone tablets of the Ten Commandments.
历代志和在历代志和列王记上都特别记载这个事情。
And in the Book of Chronicles and the Book of Kings, they've made special mention of it.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意第五章。
Princess, take note of chapter 5.
第十节。
Verse 10.
约柜里唯有两块石板，就是以色列人出埃及后，耶和华与他们立约的时候，摩西在何烈上所放的，除此以外，并无别物。
There was nothing in the ark except the two tablets that Moses has placed in it at Horeb, where the Lord made a covenant with the Israelites after they came out of Egypt.
在我们的印象那里头。
In our impression.
他除了十块石板，这两块石板。
Besides these two tablets,
应该还有一罐金马，一金罐的玛拿。
There should be a manna contained in a golden.
还该有亚伦法牙的那一根杖。
And also Aaron's staff.
但是现在从会幕把它搬到约柜来，圣殿来的时候。
But when it's moved from the tabernacle to the temple,
那两样挪开了。
These two items they were taken away.
只有十条诫命。
Only the Ten Commandments.
那当然我们是需要去注意的话我们是领会的。
But if we pay attention to it, we will understand.
你晓得那两个东西放在那里的作用你就知道。
If you know the functions of these two items that we know.
那是神让百姓知道如果神要检查他们的罪他们随时可以给神追讨。
Which is God wants to let the people know if he were to pursue after the sins, they would be punished.
因为那两样都是他们在神面前得罪神的那个那些那个标记。
Because these two are the symbols of them offending God.
那现在来到圣殿。
So now when we come to the temple.
神的恩典和怜悯大大的扩大了。
That the grace and the mercy of God have increased.
神就让人去领会。
And God wants men to understand.
神若就察罪孽。谁能在他面前站得住呢?
If God were to go after our sins, who can stand before him?
当你有赦罪之恩,
But in him, that's the grace of forgiving sin. 我要叫人
敬畏你。
In order for men to fear you.
你只要留意十条诫命向你什么要求,你就对
了。All you need to do is observe the requirements of the Ten Commandments and you'll be correct. We thank God.
这一个只剩下约柜。
Now this
还有一个更重要的发表在哪里
That's another important revelation
那是说出从永远到永远神与人所立的约不改变
Which is to say from eternity to eternity the covenant established between God and man would not change
因为神是不改变的神
Because God does not change
他照着他的定义要恩待人的时候这一个心意不因着人的愚昧而改变
According to his will that he would show mercy to men and it would not be changed because of men's foolishness
曾经有一斤罐子玛纳在那
Before there was a manor in there
曾经有一根发芽的杖在那里
And there was a staff, the budding staff there
这都是定人的罪的
They are to condemn men
但感谢神
But thank God
当神借着他那个救赎的工作进一步的来显明的时候
When God is there to manifest further about his salvation
他向人所表达的乃是赦免的恩典
What he reveals to man is the grace of forgiveness
我们感谢我们的主
We thank our Lord
我们没有办法忘记以赛亚书上所提到的那两句话。
We cannot forget what's mentioned in the book of Isaiah.
怎么说呢？我涂抹了你的过犯，如透云消散。过犯如薄云灭没
that I would wipe away your sins like clouds and I would wipe away your transgression like mist
你当归向我
you should return to me
弟兄姊妹你看到
my sisters you see
整个圣殿里边所有的一切都是在那里荣耀的丰富的在那里发表神向人的心意
That everything in the temple is there to manifest God's will abundantly and gracefully
唯独神的约柜没有变更
Except there's no change in the ark of God
这是他永远的心意
This is his eternal will
他在创立世界以前就定下了这个心意
That he has established his will before the foundation of earth
他一直是按照他这个心意来在每一个世代里头做成他所要做的工
And he continues to work according to his will throughout all generations
我们感谢神
We thank God
那么因着这一样
And because of this
你会很清楚地看到一件事
That we can see one thing very clearly
圣殿在那个时候对以色列民来说是一个新的开始
That the temple for the Israelites is a new start
但是在这个新的开始的里头
And within this new start
神要让他们留意一件事
That God wished for them to pay attention to one matter.
神和人的关系
The relationship between God and man.
要回到当初
That has to return to the beginning.
当时所了解的当初就是回到建造会幕的时候的那个光景。
So what they understood at that time is to return to the condition of the tabernacle.
因为神特别在这里，圣灵特别在这里留下，除了两块石板，再无别物。除此以外再无别物
Because the Holy Spirit here says that except the the two tablets, there's no other things.
好，我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
当我们看到圣殿的建造是在这样的一个光景里边来显明的时候。
When we see the ark is manifested under this condition.
我们感谢我们的神。
The temple is under this condition.
你看到他在每一个世代里头按着他定规的那一个次序越过越把他的心思来向人表明。
You can see that God throughout all generations according to this, to this order that he manifests his will to people.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
在从会幕到圣殿。
From the tabernacle to the temple.
什么事情眼见里边很多事物都改变了，当然是好的改变，荣耀的改变。
Visibly, there are a lot of changes, there are a lot of good changes and glorious changes.
但是有一件事情没有改变。
But there's one that's not changed.
那就是约柜没有改变。
Which is the ark that's not changed.
神的信实没有改变。
God's faithfulness has not changed.
神的定义没有改变。
And his will has not changed.
有一个现象也没有改变。
Also, there's one phenomenon that's not changed.
什么现象？
And what is that phenomenon?
弟兄姊妹，你记得，当约柜抬进对不起，当摩西在旷野把会幕支搭起来的时候，
And when Moses erected the tabernacle in the wilderness,
荣耀神的荣光就充满会幕。
That God's glory filled the tabernacle.
现在呢？
But now,
我们也看见。
And we can see.
当约柜搬进圣殿了以后，
When the ark was carried into the temple,
众祭司的按着神的那个定规在那里执行他们的职事的时候，
all the priests were there ministering according to God's will.
神的荣耀又在那里大大的显明。
The God's glory was manifest greatly.
那时候是摩西也不能进入会幕。
And at that time, that Moses was not able to enter into the tabernacle.
现在是众祭司都不能站立。来供职。
But now the priest could not perform the service.
因为神的荣光充满了这个殿。
Because the glory of God filled the temple.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这一点就显出以后新耶路撒冷显出来的时候的那个光景。
This shows the condition of the new Jerusalem in the future.
一切都按照神的定义来成全的时候，
Everything's completed according to God's will.
神的荣光就充满全宇宙。
Then God's glory will fill the universe.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
从会幕到圣殿。
From the tabernacle to the temple.
神把他心里头的意念向人启示明亮了。
That God reveals his heart desire more clearly to men.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
等到教会在地上出来的时候，
Until the church is manifested on earth.
那一个启示又更大更明亮。
The revelation will be even greater and clearer.
等到那一天来到，
Until that day.
新耶路撒冷摆出来，
The new Jerusalem is there to manifest.
神整个的心意都显在全宇宙的中间。
And the entire desire of God will manifest in the universe.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们看到神在历史里边一步一步按照他自己的计划来显明他的作为。
We can see throughout history that God, according to his will, was
manifest. 我们现在是来到神建造他教会的这个阶段。
Now we're at a stage where God is building his church.
我们盼望神真把我们的心夺来，毫无保留地放在他的建造里。
We hope that God would captivate our heart and put them into his building without reservation.
我也要让神呢永远的旨意更快的来到，神就满足我们也喜乐了。
So that the eternal will of God will be fulfilled and we will rejoice.
因为在会幕和圣殿建成的时候，以色列民都大大的喜乐。
Because when the tabernacle and the temple was built, the Israelites they were rejoicing greatly.
我们看到神的旨意成全的时候，我们也定规是毫无保留的与神一同喜乐了。
And when we see the fulfillment of God's will, we will for sure rejoice of God.
啊，但愿主恩待我们。
May God has
我想今天晚上我们就交通到这。
We will end our sharing tonight.
啊，上礼拜我们就从第六章开始。
And next week we'll start with chapter 6.
因为里边很多，如果从历史的本身来说，在列王记已经提了，我们就不提历史那方面的事。
Because from the history point of view, it's mentioned in the book of Kings that we will not go into the history.
而历代志既然是神做工的日记，我们就留意神在历代志里边所要表达的心意。
And because the book of Chronicles is the journal of God's work, so we will look at God's work.
我们今天晚上的交通就停在这。
We'll end up sharing tonight here.